from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. President Trump speaks to the country and the world. U.S. President Donald Trump outlined his agenda for the country during his first speech before the entire Congress last night. VOA's Jim Malone reports.
Donald Trump got a warm welcome from Republicans and a polite greeting from Democrats as he outlined his policy priorities, including his campaign promise to secure the U.S. border. Trump said his agenda would herald what he called a new chapter of American greatness that would include tax reform, better trade deals for American workers, and repealing and replacing President Barack Obama's health care law. Trump vowed to keep America safe from terrorists, but also offered what he called direct, robust, and meaningful engagement with the world. And now the hard work begins, as Trump and members of Congress begin the task of trying to implement his ambitious agenda. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.
Republican Congressman Joe Barton thought Trump put forth a vision for a resurgent America, as did his fellow Texan, United States Senator Ted Cruz.
I think tonight President Trump laid out a bold vision that I am eager for Congress, for all of us to roll up our sleeves and get it accomplished.
Former Kentucky Governor Steve Beshear gave the customary Democratic response.
Does the Affordable Care Act need some repairs? Sure it does. But so far, every Republican idea to replace the Affordable Care Act would reduce the number of Americans covered, despite your promises to the contrary. Mr. President, folks here in Kentucky expect you to keep your word.
This is VOA News. World leaders have been digesting the president's speech. The president spoke about the United States' commitment to NATO and his plan to forge a new global trade system. Henry Ridgewell reports from London.
Donald Trump's speech may have been directed at a domestic audience. The president repeatedly pledged to put America first, but this was a performance watched around the world.
We strongly support NATO, an alliance forged through the bonds of two world wars.
Beyond his vow to extinguish the Islamic State terror group, there was no mention of Africa, a region looking for direction on Trump's future engagement, says Stephen Grust of the South African Institute of International Affairs.
We haven't really seen very much at all out of this administration in this first month on what his Africa policy is going to be. We don't have an Assistant Secretary of State. We have many ambassadorships that are vacant, South Africa being one of them.
Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
For more on the president's speech and its impact on the world community, visit our website at voanews.com. Malaysia charged two women with murder Wednesday in connection with the death of Kim Jong-nam, the half-brother of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Siti Aisyah, a 25-year-old Indonesian, and 28-year-old Don Ti Huang from Vietnam, were under heavy security as they appeared at Kuala Lumpur Court. Malaysian Health Minister Subramaniam Sathasivam.
This is a foreign case with very high international traction. So we have to decide as a government on how we're going to manage it. But as far as we are concerned, we will do our level best at all levels of government.
The women insist they are innocent and they believe they were taking part in a prank for a television show. They each face the death penalty if convicted. They wore bulletproof vests as they were escorted from the courtroom back to prison. The Chinese Communist Party has intensified its persecution of religious practitioners in recent years under the leadership of President Xi Jinping, and the ramifications are being felt well beyond the boundaries of religious policy. In a just-released report by U.S.-based Freedom House, the group said increased oppression from the Chinese government is creating a thriving black market for believers to practice their religion outside of official institutions. According to the article, Chinese authorities regularly jail believers for long prison terms or engage in sustained violence against certain communities to exert control over illicit religious practice. The unusually warm weather in the nation's capital here in Washington, D.C. is prompting the U.S. Park Service to revise its annual cherry blossom forecast and will announce on Wednesday a revised period for peak blooms. The blossoms, one of Washington's biggest tourist attractions, last from 4 to 10 days, depending on the weather. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.